Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The president refused to debate Joe Biden when the Presidential Debate Commission made a precipitous decision to hold a presidential debate on a virtual basis. The president saw the possibility of problems with that kind of a debate and the possibility that Joe Biden could find that to be to his advantage. As soon as the president said he wouldn't participate in that kind of a debate, Joe Biden accepted a town hall invitation from ABC. Not long after that, President Trump accepted an invitation from NBC News to participate in a town hall opposite Biden. Now, while the ABC town hall was on the national ABC network, the NBC town hall was on MSNBC. Not the NBC national network. It's interesting that the president chooses venues that are often adversarial. The so-called moderator of the president's town hall was journalist Savannah Guthrie, a main co-anchor on the Today Morning Show. She interrupted and harangued the president over and over. Now, why doesn't the president stop the interruptions by saying something such as, "Excuse me, let me finish"? And if she and other moderators continue to interrupt as they often do, he should be calling them out as being rude. He allows more interruptions than he should allow. Savannah Guthrie is just one example of the president being interrupted in an interview without him pushing back. It's been suggested the president interrupted Joe Biden in their first debate more than Biden interrupted him. What was the case was that there was no chance for the candidates to respond to one another, and Chris Wallace was more apt to shut the president down for his interruptions than he was to call out Joe Biden for his interruptions. Now that brings us to the case of Steve Scully, believed to be a well-respected anchor of C-SPAN. He was supposed to be the moderator of the second debate. Just about the time that the debate was canceled, it came out that Scully attempted to engage in a questionable Twitter exchange with former Trump aide Anthony Scaramucci, who has become a Joe Biden supporter. The tweet that became public was a question by Scully on how to deal with Trump in the debate. Scully at first claimed that the tweet was meant as a private exchange with Scaramucci and should not have been made public. He suggested something went awry, and that put the tweet out as a public message. Eventually, he maintained that his Twitter account had been hacked. Now, he's made that same claim in the past when his tweets went public. Now it's come out that he lied. As a result, C-SPAN has indefinitely suspended Scully. His colleagues in the media, who considered him to be a friend, have expressed sorrow at his revelation. Some now say that he just lied to them. Scully is a never-Trumper who could have been the moderator of a second presidential debate. How fair would Scully have been knowing that he was soliciting thoughts on how to come after the president? How does the Presidential Debate Commission go about vetting someone to be a moderator for a debate? And did the commission know or not know that Scully had this bias? Now, let's be clear. The president doesn't mind going into the lion's den. As a matter of fact, he seems to relish the opportunity to go into any adversarial environment. He's a boxer. He's a fighter. And yes, he seems to love the fight. But he has to understand that going into the ring means the so-called referee may very well not be a fair ref. In fact, it seems as if the moderators of most of his debates have been anything but fair. Now, during the next presidential debate, Kristen Welker will be the moderator. She's a White House correspondent for NBC News and co-anchor on Weekend Today. It'll be her first time serving as a moderator. Given Savannah Guthrie's treatment of the president during his town hall, can the president expect much more from NBC's Kristen Welker? I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.